Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets. Cleveland comes in with a record of 46-28. Brooklyn is 39-33 on the year. Over their last 10, Cleveland 7-3 is on a two-game winning streak, while Brooklyn is 5-5 over that span and has lost 4 in a row. Here are the numbers. Cleveland averages 112.2 per game and surrenders 106.6, while Brooklyn scores 113.3 and surrenders 112.9. Turnovers 13.5 per game by the Nets and 13.5 by the Cavs. So essentially the same, within a half a turnover of each other, a little less even. 48.8% from the field is Cleveland, 49% for Brooklyn, so again, very close. Brooklyn shoots 38.2% from long range, Cleveland 36.3%, so a little separation there, not huge, but a little bit. And free throw shooting 77.7% for Cleveland, 79.9% for Brooklyn. So again, Nets with a slight edge. Lastly, bench scoring 34.8 points per game from Brooklyn's bench. From Cleveland's bench, excuse me. Brooklyn gets 28.2. I think those are reversed. Brooklyn is 34.8 points per game from its bench. Cleveland 28.2 from their second squad. So there you have it. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. Brooklyn is at home. Ben Simmons is out. Cleveland is healthy. We'll see what happens. This game could go either way. I believe Cleveland gets the W, though. I'm going with the road Cavs. And that'll do it for our uncook of Brooklyn and Cleveland. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets. The lines are currently open and it favors the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road, sitting at 4 overall in the spread with the over-under of 219. Now, when we look at these two teams in the offensive end right now, Cleveland right now is currently ranked 25th overall, averaging 112.2 points. While Brooklyn, on the other hand, is averaging around 113 points, currently ranked 20th overall in the NBA. Now, on the defensive end, Brooklyn's just sitting right outside the top 10 when it comes to points allowed, currently right now sitting at 12 overall, averaging 112.9 points. While Cleveland is the best team in that category, they're only allowing and averaging 106.6. Now, if you add this all up together, you're looking at the over in this game, and I would consider taking the over. If you look at their last 9 matchups overall, the over has been favored 7-2, so I would definitely lean and take the over in this game. Speaking of overs, one player I'm definitely going to take the over on right now is Donovan Mitchell. I mean, the last time these two played, he did drop 31 points, and right now it's currently sitting at 27.5, so it went up a little bit. Now, if you look at his overall average against Brooklyn, he averaged around 23, but look at his last 9 games right now. This guy's been averaging 28.8 points, and if you look at his season average, he's 7th overall in the NBA, averaging 27.4. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Donovan Mitchell right now. Now, when it comes to the overall other player on the Brooklyn Nets side, I do like Mikal Bridges right now. Currently right now, it's sitting at 23.5. Now, I know his season average has been 19.1, but look at his last 10 games right now. He's been averaging 26.8 points. I definitely would expect him to step up big time, because last time he played against Cleveland, he only had 18 points, so I expect a little bit more production from him, so I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Mikal Bridges. Now, when overall comes to this spread right now, I'm going to ignore the fact that Cleveland right now has been 3-7-1 against the spread in Brooklyn right now. That's a whole different team. You're tallying them up when they had Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. This is a whole new team right now with Mikal Bridges and Dinwiddie on the squad. So that's why they kind of been dropping down a lot in their points and their defensive side, because it's a whole new team. So I would lean towards Cleveland overall in this one in the spread, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.